Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And welcome. It's a 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. We throw the doors open to anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions. When you call that number, there's an auto attendant. Hit number one, and that'll bypass the message and get you into the studio faster. And then text questions can be sent to 411-923. Or you can drop an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
All the ways we try and make it easy to get you the answers you might have about any maintenance, remodeling, or repair project you've got around the house. So we're here for you, Rosie on the House, as we have been for the last 32 years. You got a little bit of follow-up over the course of this past week, little odds and ends that keep dribbling in. People want to be followed up with this or that. There were some questions about some roof work that somebody wanted to know. Their drip edge was kind of buried in the stucco reveal and wanted to know, is that a particular problem? That's where pictures come in so easy, which we didn't have years ago. You can just write back to them and say, shoot me a picture and let me see what you're dealing with. And boy, that, you know how many miles a week that saves my F-150?
Probably a lot.
A lot. And time and hours. Oh, my goodness. Out on the road and whatnot. Did you have some follow-up there that you wanted to get to?
You know, I had a really interesting one. This one, it was an email that came from Annapolis.
Okay.
On an article we wrote 20 years ago.
Okay.
And it's, if I let a building inspector into my home, will he look for unrelated problems? And I don't know if, you know, that goes outside of Arizona. I have no idea, but he was obviously looking for something because he was trying to do the right thing, got a permit for some work he was doing. When they came in to inspect to make sure it was good, they tried to slap him with all kinds of things that were fine when the home was built 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's all changed, and so it's completely unrelated. So this one has some pending follow-up to do, but that was extremely interesting, and it's always funny to see on the internet of machine thing, like you're saying, we didn't have pictures when you started. We didn't get calls from Annapolis, Maryland, from people searching online trying to find answers to this as well.
Romeo, on that topic in particular, we better put a red flag on that sheet of paper and route it back to my desk. Because if we have an article 20 years old on that topic, we need to make sure the information's updated. Because from 20 years ago, the answer to that question has changed.
Right.
Whereas 20 years ago, if you wanted something done at your home and you pulled a building permit, most inspectors throughout Arizona and the municipalities here in the building departments would pretty much limit their observation to the work area. But now there's code requirements that actually make them look at new areas. And the one that jumps out at my mind the most are fire sprinklers. And I'll just pick City of Scottsdale as one example. Although all municipalities do it, I'm most familiar with what they do in Scottsdale. You have to have a very specific type of smoke detector in your home. It must be hardwired. They have, where it used to be, you could have one in the kitchen, one in the garage, and one in the hall outside the bedrooms. Now there has to be one in many more locations. And it has to be different styles. And they all have to be interconnected. So if one goes off, they all go off. All of that must be put on one designated circuit. So it used to be if you were going to pull an electrical permit, they would slap this overriding requirement on you. So if you were going to relocate an electrical receptacle in the hall bathroom, and you wanted a simple over-the-counter electrical permit to move a junction box, they would enforce you to bring the entire smoke detection system in your home up to code. And you think, okay, well, it sounds like a good thing, and it is a good thing. But if you're going to pay an electrician to come into your house and establish a designated circuit, wire all the smoke and fire detectors that are now required, you're looking at something in the neighborhood of about $2,000. I wonder if there's been a reduction in requests for over-the-counter small electrical permits. Now, so the answer to that question has changed. I need to go in there and make sure.
We'll save this one.
Okay.
Lou writes in, and I really don't want to, this is a very long one, I'm not going to highlight, but what I wanted to highlight here was something that I am very proud of because I've wanted it this way a long time. Writes in a very long, I mean, this is one page on this side, at 1:37 p.m. and gets a response by 3:45 p.m.
Okay.
So our response time on the email, I wanted to highlight that, has where sometimes it could be, you know, 2 days because we get such a big volume, but we've got some increased help at the
capacity office.
And, wanted to congratulate the team and highlight that.
Thank you, Carol.
Happy to do it. It's one of my favorite parts of the week.
Oh, man.
And then this other homo wants to move a gas stove back against the wall, but the pipe that's coming out is too high, so they need the gas pipe moved to get their gas stove in place and wants to know who to call. Well, that's actually, you don't think of it, but that's in a state where we don't have nearly the amount of gas as other parts of the country, but that's actually a plumber is who has the license to do the gas fitting.
Get that new rough-in location to accommodate the new piece of equipment.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com, select certified partner, put in your zip code, select plumbing, and then you'll get the list of plumbers that are on that have made it through our screening process as it relates to, you know, how far away from you they are. Geolocation. Solar panels. This was an interesting one because, you know, at the end of the year, the tax credit then changes and it goes down. So if you've ever considered going solar, now is a great time. And we've got Lauren and Green Valley wanted to know if Sun Valley Solar's solutions will travel. Well, they go statewide. So that's a great benefit.
They did one of my favorite places to stay in Sonora, the Baba Kamari Ranch.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to pull up at Baba Kamari and there's Sun Valley Solar's label all over the electric panel.
And that's a lot harder to get to than Green Valley.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a little more remote for sure.
So if you've thought of going solar, you can at least get the paperwork started now. And as long as you get to a certain point in the process, you'll apply for the larger tax credit that I think it drops down to 26 after, and then I think at the end of next year it goes away.
You're right on 26 next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I like is when someone gives us an alert about scams. I had a lady call and this week and said that she had a roofer knock on her door and say, hey, you have damage on your roof.
My alarms are already going off.
And so she signed contract.
Now alarms are really
going
off.
And then she thought, you know what, I should check with Rosie.
Bless her.
So she called the office and she said, what do you think about this person? I said, well, we don't comment on people we don't know, but there are some things that concern me. And here are our guys, you know, and these guys have been thoroughly vetted. You can trust them. So she decided to cancel it. And so when she canceled, sent the email, they said, oh, we'll give you 3 more days to think about it.
Now alarms are really
And then day 6 comes up and it's a Sunday and she's panicking. So Monday she sends an email and says, I'm going to cancel this. And the next email back was, when can we be there? And so she was concerned. And the insurance, it was an insurance claim, and the insurance company just sent her the money. No questions asked.
Yeah.
And so.
Which is a good insurance company.
I know, right? But how often does that happen, of course? And now this time she. So, but anyway, I did do a little research on the company she hired. They've only been in business less than a year. They knocked on the door. You know, I said, we always tell people, don't answer the door to a salesman.
Unsolicited.
It's unsolicited that tells you what's wrong with your stuff. So yeah, anyway.
It's like the call we had last week during the show. Unsolicited, a homeowner in Surprise was trying to be sold a bunch of radiant barrier that was going to be thrown up in his attic. And thank goodness he called before he considered it.
We still get those guys knocking on our door for the hailstorm that happened in
11.
Yeah.
And not 10 years ago.
Scams are prevalent. Utility companies now are putting out warnings.
Yes.
You know.
Can I just say too, though, that I told her we do have a document that tells you how to choose a contractor, and that is information is in there, so it's on the website. Be careful who you hire. And yeah, now SRP put out a warning too for scams, because people are calling and saying, "Hey, you're delinquent. Give me a prepaid card." They're getting all kinds of information. They will not call you. They will not call you. You call them.
The utility company will not call you.
Right. So yeah. You hang up. You call the utility company.
There you go. No shortage of scams. That's for sure.
There's people that make a living sending ideas to other people, public relations officers, and we get tons of unsolicited emails.
Yes,
here, we want you to talk about this story. Here, we want you to talk about that story. Or, you know, I work for this company, and, you know, I couldn't tell you how many different public relations companies have our email address and constantly sending us stuff. And it's always interesting to see story suggestion ideas. And one that we got this week was a new one, but how to build a panic room. Do you know what a panic room is? Like a place to go barricade yourself inside your home.
we've built them for clients.
So that's the first time we've ever gotten that suggestion. So you can always tell what's kind of trending out there going up. And reading through the article, though, that they had sent us on what they wanted to talk about, I'm like, this isn't even in the... It was funnier that we got the topic than any relevant information that was in the article.